Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are supposed to be having our consecration period now, 21 days. How many people are participating? Can I see your hand? My, thank you very much. Maybe some people don't know. Once every year, we have our in the month of June. They have downplayed the issues of life, that which pertain to eternal life and eternal destination, and they are concentrating on earthly things, prosperity and all the rest, that have no bearing with salvation. We must prosper as believers. Poverty is a curse. But I want you to also know, the Bible says, what shall it profit a man? You get prospering, acquiring all the worldly materials, and you lose your soul. So we want to balance it here. We will acquire the worldly materials, but we will also acquire eternal life. Praise the Lord. Things that flow from the cross on Calvary, we will not hold one to the detriment of the other. There are also people that get so heavenly minded and they get so very, very earthly. No, we must balance it. Praise the Lord. So once every year we give it all the attention, only one prayer point: Lord, give me eternal life. Important is because even the issue of eternal life has been misplaced. Every major doctrine in the Bible, error, has misplaced it, the spirit of error. And so we take it very seriously. We use that period to teach on what eternal life is. Because somebody has told you that eternal life is for you to just give your life to Christ, come to the altar, say after me, you say after the pastor, then he pronounces you born again, and you say amen. Then he asks the Father to write your name in the book of life. Then he said, now I pronounce you born again. Then you are now born again. Then they start foundation class. Then they transfer you to where? And then like that. Leadership, then discipleship, then whatever they call it in their various denominations. And then you believe that you have eternal life because you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart. He goes more than that. More than that. We use this period to teach the people that. Then we come 4 days. It's a night program to enable everybody to participate. Those who go to work. We come here and every night impart, lay hands, pray, and do all we are supposed to do, the Bible tells us to do, and receive the Holy Ghost. And it is not some sweet talk, it's practical. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not with chalk and blackboard. It is practical. You will know something has happened to you. You will see something has happened to you. And once you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a gift must operate. That is the interesting thing. If you say you are born again, I will ask you, what gift do you operate? It's compulsory according to the Bible. And you are born again. And the reason why you cannot use your gift sometimes in the atmosphere you find yourself. Amen. If a chicken hatches the egg of an eagle, the eagle will grow up among the chicken there and think that it's a chicken. But a chicken is a chicken and eagle is an eagle. That is what we try to let you know. Again, we try to let the people know the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And that the evidence of the Holy Ghost, contrary to the teachings of the denominations, is not speaking in tongue. Evidence of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongue. We will prove it from the Bible. Nothing like that. But if you speak in tongue, if you have the Holy Ghost, you may speak in tongue. But speaking in tongue is not the evidence. Now, Why is this so? It is because there is a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They are two different things. Amen. We use it. That is why the theme for the program is what Apostle Peter spoke, making your calling and election sure. Because many are called, but few are chosen. Praise the Lord. And to give it all the seriousness, we have started our fasting. 21 days. It sees us to the end of the program. The baptism of the Holy Ghost program. And as many, I want to go to heaven. In our December camp period, we say, come and fortify yourself against witches and wizards. Because it's a holiday period we travel. So we have 6 nights, prayers only. Come with mirror. Come with padlock. Come with this. Come and see crowd that come for 6 nights, no sleep. What happened? Then no one die. Amen. There is another death that is coming to the whole world. Angel of death is coming to Israel and Egypt. And the only people that will be saved, the firstborn that will be saved, will only be those who apply the blood of the lamb, Passover lamb, on the lintels and the doorposts of the house. Death is passing through this earth. One more time. Only those who have applied that blood. This time around, not the physical doorsteps, doorposts and the lintels of the physical house, but this time around, it's in the heart. That's why the songwriter says, down at the cross, where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. It's at the heart. At the heart. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a death that is coming. Just as you prepare against witches and wizards, this death is coming from God Himself. Prepare to escape from it. Only those who will apply the blood. And to apply the blood is not to shout with mouth, apply the blood of Jesus, apply the blood of Jesus. No, it's more than that. The most valuable thing you can have on earth is eternal life. It's eternal life. Do everything you can to have it. Now, so many of us also have received this grace that are backsliding. We're using these 21 days for restoration prayers. Restoration prayers. Throughout this period, so many of us, lot of contaminations here and here. God cannot dwell in a filthy temple, filthy hearts. That's why David said, create in me a clean heart. Oh, that's our prayer. And renew a right spirit. Cast me not away. Cast me not from that presence. From me. maybe you are watching me now. You sent a text to me yesterday or so that you are partaking, you are participating in the 21-day program from somewhere outside. But you say you have a problem. You don't know how to pray. Anytime you want to pray, you just find yourself, you just be singing. You're only singing. You are not praying. I should help you. Now there are different types of prayers. Even that song you are singing is a prayer. I hope you know that. That song you are singing is a prayer. And in fact, it's a more powerful prayer self. You don't know it. So I replied you, I hope you got a reply, that song you are singing is also prayer. So when you pray, nothing to pray again, begin to sing. Sing of His greatness. Sing of His power. Sing of His majesty. Worship Him. Sing of who you know Him to be. That is worship. And anytime you worship God like that, His presence will come down. And when He comes down, He does not even wait for you to tell Him what to do. He looks at what will I do for this person that is praising me so much? And things will begin to set all around you. One advantage of the 21 days prayer is that the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Other things will be added. I am telling you, use this 21 days period, settle yourself with God, and those demons tormenting you will walk out without you even praying for it. What we are doing this period is cultivating the presence of God. Getting back so close to Him. The Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, He maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. We broke the edge. That's why the serpent entered and got some of us in the condition that we are in, through fornication and through all the nonsense unbelievers do that we shouldn't do. This period, we want to ask the Lord, have mercy upon me. Renew your vow with Him. You know what you used to do before for God? You stopped. Promise Him you will start doing it now. Restore the fire, return the fire. I used to go about preaching before, I have stopped it. I used to visit orphanages, I have stopped it. I used to go, you know, give the poor some things, I have stopped it. I used to pray for people, I have stopped it. It even includes, I have commercialized the gospel. I now charge people, Father, forgive me anytime I'm hungry, why am I? Now make me the talk like that. Forgive me, I'm not going to do them again. That's the period to make it right with God. And throughout this period, every midnight, wake up and pray. All I was doing throughout the night, my prayer is I was not interceding for everyone that was participating. Lord, use this period and cause a revival in the life of your people. Lord, use this period and visit your people in a special way. Lord, anyone that is participating and praying in this hour, when they will lie down to sleep, visit them and expose the enemies of their life. That's all I was doing throughout last night in my own prayer. Because I know that you are into a very rewarding exercise if you participate in this program. By fasting 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you may drink water only. So you didn't join yesterday, you can join today. Maybe you didn't know. Join from tomorrow. Before you sleep from 12 midnight, wake up and settle your matter with God. The greatest enemy of your life is you yourself. If you can handle yourself, all other problems will be little problems. Make sure you are connected back to God. And may the Lord, I told the Lord that He should be given the people the Holy Ghost before that day. And I'm sure He will answer me. Lord, before that day, even as they are there in their room, visit them. Give them the Holy Ghost. Give them that experience. restore those you have given before. But the backslider, restore them. Let them know you have come back. Let them see that angel again. Let them see those visions again. Let me hear your voice again. Let that fire come back again. Let that zeal come back again. And it will be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Is there any question in that regard? Yes. Stand up so that I can see you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Pastor, I want to tell you a experience I have myself. I gave my life to Christ, and after 2 weeks, I was sleeping in my room, and I saw a very tall man wearing on white enter into me, and I saw a black man going out. But I thought that immediately after that I would be speaking in tongue. I didn't speak in tongue, and in the church I worshipped before, you know, when you didn't speak in tongue, you are not baptized. So they will do everything to make sure you speak. Either you move fast, either you pray. So I don't know the experience I have, sir. That's why I'm asking that question, sir.
When did you have that experience?
It's about 18 years ago now, sir.
Eh?
18 years ago.
18 years ago.
I had it 2 weeks before. Immediately
you received the Holy Ghost, but wrong teaching made you to sit down there and go, because you didn't speak in tongues. Everybody cannot speak in tongues. The evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence, sir. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is not a gift that you are operating. God did not send Jesus Christ to the cross on Calvary so that we shall see vision. Babalawo, they see vision now. Familiar spirits, mammy spirit, marine spirits, then they see vision. They will tell you, they see even more than Igbo is seeing here now. At least, Igbo may see the day you were born, but he cannot see the day you will die. I mean, they see the day where person will die. But they can tell you the day you go die. And that day you must die. If you don't die, they kill you. So he didn't go to the cross to make us take it and people will fall under anointing. No. Praise God. He said, as many as receive him. Where do you receive him? Into your life. To them, gave him power to become the sons of God. Now, what is the power to become the son of God? It is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. If a man be in Christ, and you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, by one spirit are we baptized into the body. You see, once you are baptized into Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is grace. God coming to dwell inside of a sinner by his spirit to cause that sinner to live a life that is pleasing before him. So that you can speak like Apostle Paul speak. The life that I now live is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And he told the Philippians in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. He said, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's the one that worketh in you. So when you receive the Holy Ghost, when he lives inside of you now, he can now speak in tongues. He can now show you visions. You can hear the voice speaking to you. Through you now, you lay hand on the sick, he will heal, because we are not the ones that heal. That is the manifestations of the Spirit.
Lastly, sir, since I've been coming here, anytime I go to my church, you know, there's a lot of things I had here that if I go there, I see it, it's like, if my pastor said, well, I've gone to someone, I was asking my pastor a question, I said, why do we baptize in the name of the Holy Ghost? He said, why should you prove it in the Bible? So I started to read those areas you showed me. He said, what are some of the Father, Holy Ghost, and Jesus say that all the same thing? But I said, whichever way you baptize, say that all the same thing. It doesn't matter what I...
You know, it's not that church that has problem. You are the one that have problem. And I pray that God will deliver you. The day I saw the truth. Amen. I was in a church. There was something my soul was looking for. I didn't get it. I was there for 5 years after I gave my life to Christ. That's the first church I was there. And the day I go one church, come see them. What did they do there? Holy Ghost. Ah, I said, hey, and this country I like. I went to my pastor. I said, last Sunday, maybe the last hour they call your church. What did happen? Get one church where I see. Get something where they find, where I see there. So I want to go there. But why now? Brother Moses, why? I say, there's something I've been looking for. I've not been able to get here. There's no apology over it. I came to your church freely. If I want to leave, why should I leave conditionally? Do you understand? That's why I believe that some churches are pastored by witches. If you are in a church and you have no confidence to leave, including Bride Assembly Church, you have no confidence to leave when you should leave, then something is wrong with that setting. I'm aware that some pastors scare the members. If you leave, nothing will work for you. Are you my God? If nothing will work for me, it means you are a witch. I didn't say you should leave there and come here. I'm talking generally. After I'm talking now, people are listening to me all over the world now. So I'm not telling you to come here. They have told me to come and open branch all over. I say, branch where? Praise the Lord. Which branch? Where do you see that pattern in the Bible? Branch. We are here to preach the truth. And what you do with the truth is left to you. Amen. But I'm telling you, some of you serve God with respect to persons. And the Bible is against it. And there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, he that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Okay, God bless you. Any other person concerning the fasting we are going to? Yes, sir. Ask there. Just stand there and ask me.
Good afternoon, sir.
God bless you.
I have to make a report. I'm from my two. And according to this list, my two is not there. Which means we don't want to ask.
My
two estate.
Where is my
which
two?
Which means we don't have my two fellowship at all.
Where is my two?
I'm ward of here.
We said the nearest place to where you live, there is a center here. Those of us who live around Amor Dovey, we all gathered here yesterday.
Okay.
So this is the nearest place to you.
That's all right.
God bless you. Any other person? A call is coming in.
Hosanna, my name is Hosanna.
Hosanna.
I'm calling from Abba, Adese.
God bless you, my sister.
My question is, since the fasting, I didn't know about the fasting, so I just want to start tomorrow. So I want to ask if I'm pregnant, if I can be stopped, any time that I can be stopping, that's what I want to ask.
Yes, do the much you can. God will understand. Any time your body gets so much weak, you don't see double like that, you won't faint. Go and eat. Try your best the much you can. Start from tomorrow, join us. God will honor your faith. Because remember that there you must not send your child in your womb to go into fasting. So you should eat and feed your child in your womb. God understands. But take enough time to pray during this period. So you are welcome to join us. God bless you.
Thank you.